This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your hosts, Ricky Midnight and Randy Savage.
Well, hi, this is Ricky Midnight from the Uncensored Voice.
And this is your host, Randy Savage. Welcome.
Well, I want to tell you about what happened Wednesday, January 6th, at about 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, what happened was that the Trump supporters went to Washington and they wanted to do a peaceful protest to say, hey, look, we know that Biden won, but he didn't win legally. He won illegally, and it's invalid. We want you guys to go back and take a look at it. Well, we know how that turned out. The riots happened, all sorts of bad stuff. Windows were broken, people were shot, police officers were actually hurt, and, well, it turned into a fiasco. Well, I'm here to tell you today that it wasn't the Trump supporters who did all of the violence, or at least incited the violence, who started it. It was infiltrated by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I think mostly Antifa, but Antifa is the ones who started everything. What do you say to that, Mr. Savage?
I completely agree that it was infiltrated by Antifa. Now, Antifa has had a history of infiltrating groups, and I saw this firsthand during a riot that occurred in the city of San Antonio. There was a Black Lives Matter protest, and they started at the San Antonio Police Department. And then what happened after that, they marched toward the Alamo, where the Alamo Cenotaph is also located. And at that time, there was an issue with the removal of the cenotaph or not. Now, our city leaders knew that this was going to cause some type of upheaval, and it sure as hell did, because what happened in this case is Antifa, in their own gear, they jumped on top of stoplights.
They weren't even trying to masquerade as...
No, they weren't. Okay. They just dressed all in black, like in their little ninja little outfits. And we knew they were there. And then all hell broke loose. And Antifa's MO, method of operation, is they do their attacks at night because it helps them, because they dress in black.
Well, is it because that's when they sneak out and their mommies and daddies don't know they're out?
Most likely they think that maybe their kids are watching a movie and drinking Pepsis and Cokes.
And doing
stuff
a circle
like
jerk.
And doing whatever.
Popping each other's pimples and stuff.
And popping each other's pimples. Yeah. Getting rid of that acne.
Yeah.
But in actuality, what they are doing is they are rioting, they are looting, and they have a method to where they don't really talk too much. They want to keep their identity secret as much as possible unless they get their ass kicked later on.
Yeah.
So the first thing we do is they take their mask off.
Yeah, well, we'll talk a little bit more about Antifa here in a second, about, you know, a little bit about their group. But what we do know about the riots was there was going to be a protest by the Trump supporters.
Exactly.
And they went up there. They wanted to go to the Capitol, and they wanted to, you know, just chant and sing and sit and do all their, you know, just typical sit-in stuff. And then, of course, Antifa decides they wanted to infiltrate, which is much like Mr. Savage is saying that they did here in San Antonio. Now, I don't see why the left is saying that that's not possible for them to have infiltrated, when they say, oh, definitely, it was possible that they infiltrated there in San Antonio and other places, but it's not possible for them to have infiltrated there in Washington. That's what hypocritical. It's bullshit, right?
It is complete bullshit. If they can infiltrate BLM, they can certainly infiltrate, Trump supporters. In this case, there have been photos that show one guy dressed in Antifa gear, and that same person was at the Capitol dressed in a Trump shirt with another guy who's holding a Trump flag. He just doesn't look like a Trump supporter, to be honest with you.
Is that guy with that little bitch tattoo on his hand?
I don't know, but the guy that I saw had a beard and a mustache, and the same beard and mustache were in the Antifa picture as well.
Well, I saw some guy with a little bitch tattoo said, you know, I will suck for food or something.
You probably suck anything for food, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, this one thing is what we're focusing on, as far as we know that Antifa infiltrated. Antifa only cares about Antifa. Now, they keep their mission a secret for the most part, but what the facts we do know is they attack at night. And that certainly happened when I was there. I believe on the 15th, 14th, or 13th of December when I was there, there were 4 stabbings, 26 arrests. And if they can infiltrate BLM, they can infiltrate us. And I think what happened, this is just my opinion, I think that Antifa dressed up as Trump supporters. There was rumors, I think there was a bus of Antifas came in. They probably dressed up like us. infiltrated us, and then was it my theory is they incited the riot.
Was it a pink bus? A short one?
It was an undercover bus.
Oh, so was it maybe...
It's not going to say we're Antifa's dress up.
Yeah.
But they came out. They had Trump flags. They had their Trump gear, Trump shirts, everything on. And what my theory is that they incited the riot and got people like me and other patriots riled up, and they said, "Let's do it." Well, and then Trump supporters got involved, and some got arrested.
I definitely know Trump supporters wouldn't have taken the bombs. They wouldn't have taken
we
those
don't
bombs.
Don't do stuff like
that. No, hell no, we don't do stuff like that. Well. Let me tell you that police chief there in D.C., police chief Robert Cunty...
I think he resigned.
Oh, did he resign?
I think he resigned.
I did not know about that. Yeah, well, Robert Cunty went on television to say that Trump supporters are bad people and blah, blah, blah. But he did say that three people had died from this. Did you know that three people died from this?
Well, I know the multiple people died... And I don't know how many. I know a police officer passed away.
Well, did the police officer pass away? I know he got injured.
Well, I heard that they died. In fact, I've been seeing a lot of half-staff flags today.
Yeah, I did see
all that. All around San Antonio today.
You're right, I did see that.
I don't think it's just for the police officer. I think it's for just the violence in general.
Violence in general, yeah.
Because there was an Air Force veteran that passed away, a Trump supporter, shot by a Capitol police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's going to be hell to pay for that, but the press isn't going to make a big deal out of it.
Of course
they
not.
Only say the names of the people that we care about, but screw the other people's names, like Trump supporters.
I mean, if a Trump supporter got shot, they're not going to say. If it was a black person, it'd be all over the news.
Or it could have been a black Trump supporter. They still wouldn't care.
Yeah, oh, no, they wouldn't care as long as he's supporting Trump.
And that's just the way it is, unfortunately. The press reports on stuff, and believe me, folks, you can't trust the press. They are 100% biased.
Oh, definitely.
My gosh, there is no news worthy coming out of them.
Well, you're not going to hear lies coming from...
Why do you think we're doing what we're doing?
Yeah, you're not going to hear lies coming from the Uncensored Voice. We're going to tell you exactly how it is. We're going to hurt people's feelings, and that's just the damn way
it's
going to be.
We're going to hurt people's feelings, and we may get a few things wrong, but we... are focused on the truth, whether it be against us or for us.
Yeah.
But the people have to know the truth. So why the hell do you think we're doing stuff like this, guys? That's why we need your support.
Well, the guy Robert Cunty, police chief Robert Cunty, said that three people had died from this. Now, those three people were just medical conditions. That's outside of the police officer and the lady who got shot in the chest.
So they just happened to die of already existing causes?
Probably a resisting cause. Probably, I don't
know.
High
blood pressure.
They didn't high blood pressure, heart attack. It didn't go into specifics.
You get excited, things happen.
Yeah, but people did die. And they'll go into specifics later, I'm sure. And they'll probably release their names later.
Pin that on Trump, too.
I'm sure they're going to pin it on Trump or Trump supporters. But, that's what happened. And then, of course, there were smoke grenades that were being used there, to kind of quell the situation.
That is... typical Antifa guys, make no mistake, Trump supporters do not do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least 52 were arrested by 9:30 p.m. But at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, they had already pretty much cleared the building, and by about that time, 52 people were arrested, and just the aftermath. They had to just deal with the aftermath. Now, we're still going to be dealing with it for a while, and I'm sure O'Biden's going to be dealing with it for a while as well. They're going to have a new police chief, like you said, the officer who did the shooting. The one officer who was hurt, what happened was he got pinned in between a door jamb, from what I understand. He got pinned, the crowd was running through, and they pinned him in the door jamb. And then I forget what the news camera that was on him, there was a news camera on him, and you could see people were trying to pull his mask off, supposed to have social distancing, and they have their, I guess they had their riot masks on. They're trying to pull his mask off, which, again, is just assault on a police officer, no matter how you look at it. You can't assault a police officer.
Bottom line,
no matter what you're doing, pulling your mask off or not, that's plain assault. Well, they were trying to pull his mask off, and then, of course, he's being crushed, and then the camera pans away to look at whatever, and it comes back, and by the time it comes back, the police officer's mask is off, and he's bloody, and he's basically yelling for help. He's being crushed, and he needs help. And they got to him.
Police officers are human too.
They're just as human as you and me, because I used to be a police officer.
Yeah.
So, but
thank you for putting your life in the
line. Well, I appreciate that. I do appreciate it. So these are the things that happened on the 6th, And we want to know from our listening audience, do you believe that we were infiltrated by Antifa? Do you believe that people are from Antifa are actually currently infiltrating the Trump supporters, going to our rallies, not having them much anymore, but going to the Trump trains?
Yeah.
Do you believe that that's happening, or do you believe they were just, it's just a one-off that they infiltrated us for just this one particular reason?
I think that they've been doing it for a very long time, looking for the right time to strike, and if they picked any other time,
this is a good time to
happen,
strike.
Yeah. It sure as hell caused some damage now. I think their mission was to make Trump look bad. I think their mission is anarchy above all that. They don't care about the Democrats. They don't care about Black Lives Matter.
No, it's just about anarchy.
They care about themselves, and they care about lawlessness and what they can do to cause a big stir in our government and our natural flow of society. These guys have been probably undercover, but I make no mistake, I'm sure, and I've heard that FBI has infiltrated these guys, that they're undercover, trying to gather intel, you know.
Which awesome.
They have every right to do. Now, it is risky. It is risky.
Well, yeah.
Like any other undercover operation. But you know what? You got to know how these people work, and the only way to do that is to become one of them.
Well, these little pimple poppers, they need to be just dealt with. I mean, maybe...
They need to get their ass kicked.
Instead of just putting them in timeout like most millennials would do with their children, that they don't need this timeout. They actually need to get their asses beat.
Oh, it's happened when I was in D.C. When the guy who... there's a picture that I had of a stabbing of a Proud Boy. Later on, they did find him, and they beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, I'm glad.
That's on video. He wasn't even thankful to the police officers that were protecting him.
Yeah, I know. I know how it is.
He said, get your hands off. And they saved his life, probably. I don't know.
So let's talk a little bit more into that. Do you think that Trump... I know publicly what Trump has said. He said, hey, I denounce the fact that you guys went out there. Y'all need to go home. Y'all need to go blah, blah, blah. But I think that Trump knows that it was Antifa who was the inciters of the violence.
I think he knows, but I think at that point in time when he made that speech that too many things were unknown, so he couldn't say yay or nay to who or not or what.
Yeah.
You have to be a kind of like a generalized kind of speech. And so he didn't say... my supporters, will you please go home? He didn't say that. He didn't say anything about Antifa.
Said
because
everybody just go
if
home.
He would have said one little thing out of line, the press would have jumped all over him. So he had to generalize, you know, and he said, just please go home. Yeah. Whether it be Antifa's, whether it be BLM's, whether it be Trump supporters, please go home. So I think he was sending a message to everybody at that point.
Calm the fuck down. Okay, so what do you think...
The president would have said that, but the press would have jumped on him, too.
Well, I'll say that here, and you can say that. Calm the fuck down. We have no problem saying that here on the Uncensored Voice. So what do you think Trump is going to do now? He's got, 10 days left in office?
As of right now, about 10 days.
Yeah, 10 till
21st. Anything could happen, guys.
Or till 20th, right?
I'm not giving up on my president, to be honest. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
So do you think that the rumors are true? Have we even discussed the rumors?
The rumors concerning...
What was that that act that he could be...
the Insurrection Act.
Act,
yes. That is certainly a possibility. I think there's many conspiracy theories going on. And,
of course,
you got to pick what's the most credible and what is not. And what I am gathering at this point, I heard some recent information of the guy that broke into Nancy Pelosi's office was arrested, and, of course, the left is jumping on that. But what was told to me, via text and via, chat rooms and stuff like that, is that her laptop was taken from her office because there's bona fide. He was in her office.
Yeah.
So it's likely there might have been a laptop in there.
Well, you know what since you brought that up, you know what I also heard?
What's that?
I heard that the FBI also had some people at that rally undercover, and that they are specifically the ones who took her laptop.
Maybe it was a cover for them to take a laptop.
I don't know if
at Trump's direction,
was.
Of course, because they have to be autonomous.
I don't know if the violence was, but I think that the FBI agent or agents who were in the rally saw this as an opportunity to get into Pelosi's office, steal her laptop, and then they can reveal all the shit that she's been trying to hide. And that's why the bitch is so anxious to get him out of office ASAP before her ass gets exposed.
Oh, I got something for you.
Okay.
I saw there's a letter on Pelosi's letterhead, letter from Pelosi asking for them to get Trump out immediately.
As soon as possible, yeah.
And I had it here, but I don't have it right now. It's essentially like they want... Oh, this is what it is. It was... The wording was as such that she was asking for them to perform a coup d'etat.
Okay, but isn't that illegal?
Highly illegal. And if they found the laptop and it wasn't supposed to be found, she can be in some deep shit. And I'm dead serious, folks.
Yeah, she can.
This
find,
is serious
she can at,
stuff.
She can look at prison time. So let's assume that she's going to get her ass is going to prison. Do you think it's going to be a prison like Martha Stewart, where she gets to cook and be king of the prison, or you think it's going to be a real prison like in Wentworth, where she gets her ass raped on a daily basis?
Well, I think it's going to be something harsher than Club Fed. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that her ass is definitely going to be going to prison. That's why she's so excited and so scared and trying to get him out of office before the shit hits the fan.
And this is another thing, guys. If the president declares insurrection or separately, I guess the martial law issued, there could be mass arrest on a national, you know, scale simultaneously for traitors and actors of sedition against the United States. The president has the power to do this. I think he's waiting for it all to unfold. And then I say maybe the day before, boom.
Boom. Insurrection Act.
Insurrection Act. We're going to have another election. And because, you know, he's not
a dictator.
A dictator, exactly.
Well, I mean, okay.
So, but we need to make sure that we do it the right way, because there is no doubt that he cheated, and our Supreme Court will not adjudicate this.
Okay, so,
that's what pisses me off.
Okay, so the Insurrection Act, I'm not as familiar with it as you are, so you explain to me and the audience. When he invokes the Insurrection Act, that's martial law, right?
That's what I'm gathering. I mean, I have some text on that, actually.
So are we going to see soldiers in the street walking around with their M16s?
That's what actually President Bush did that with the LA riots. And it says, where it is lawful for the President of the United States to call forth the militia for the purpose of suppressing such insurrection or of causing the laws to be duly executed, it shall be lawful for him to employ for the same purposes such part of land or naval force of the United States as shall be judged necessary. So, yes, he has absolute power to do this. Granted to him in the Constitution, what I read to you was verbatim.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean...
He has that, because this lawlessness, Mr. Midnight, cannot be allowed to continue. Biden, is a fraud.
Oh, he definitely
and
is.
And our courts won't rule on it.
And so
why not?
Well, either our courts just don't want to get involved. They're trying to be a good neighbor, not siding on either side. Either that's what it is, or...
I say they're getting paid off. That's what I say.
That's the other thing. They could be getting paid off or have an agenda that they want to further. So it's one of the two. But so if he decides that he wants to go ahead and invoke the Insurrection Act and we go into martial law, do you think that's going to really tear the shit out of our economy?
It could, but... In the interest of justice, I think it has to be done.
I think you're right.
Do you think any president really wants to do this?
I don't think anybody wants to. Here's my take on this.
They're shutting us down all over the place,
yeah.
Ricky.
Well, here's my take on this. I think that the president's going to do it, not for his personal reasons, because he wants to stay in office, because when he's not in office, he's a billionaire who can do whatever the hell he wants to do. When he's in office, he's pretty much limited his vacation time. He's limited to, you know, getting his dick sucked by models all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
limited. He has Melania.
Well, he's got
She's
Melania.
A very beautiful,
you know,
woman.
But you understand what I'm saying, though, right?
I totally understand what you're saying.
His time is limited.
He gave up his golden years to take care of his country, and he's getting chewed up and spit out.
And what thanks did this man get?
He's one of us.
I mean, the thanks that he got was fuck you. And for the last 4 years, he's been getting fucked without lube in his ass. What the hell kind of persons do that to you?
Well, because the left, the establishment, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, are squealing like a stuck pig right now, because they their own survival is at stake here. So they're doing anything. They don't care about their constituents.
Did you see the pictures of them running out with the laptops? Did you see those pictures?
I didn't see those pictures.
I saw a few pictures. I was doing some research last night, and I saw them running out with laptops in their hands. And
Who was running out with laptops?
I don't know the people.
Or the Capitol building?
I saw them escorting a few people out, and I saw a few people dashing out. Just like that kid you saw here in San Antonio.
I think some intelligence was gathered during that upheaval. I guarantee you.
I have no doubt.
And that's why Nancy Pelosi's laptop is coming to light.
She's so damn scared. Yeah.
So not only they want to do impeachment. They've already started. Today's Monday. Mm-hmm. They want to do the impeachment hearings, and he has only 10 to 11 days to go. Now, why do you think they want to impeach him, and there's only 10 days left?
The only thing I can think of is they want to impeach him so he can't run for a second term.
Exactly, and because they just want to, they're just whining right
because
now.
Because impeaching him, even if the impeachment goes through, he doesn't have to be removed from office, does he?
No, he doesn't, like the last time.
Because, like, what's his name? What was that dude's name from Arkansas who banged a girl with a saw, a cigar? What the hell is his name?
That was Billy Clinton.
Yeah, Clinton. He was impeached, and he didn't leave, right?
No, but he got, you know, to his credit, he did get his act together, and he moved more to the center to govern the country, at least in an acceptable way. Yeah, so I give a little bit of credit on that.
As far as the impeachment goes, his ass was impeached, but he didn't get removed from office.
No, he did not get removed from office, and it's very rare that a president would. But now they're saying that President Trump incited a riot. That's why he deserves to be impeached and removed. Now, you think they can really do this in 10 days, guys?
So, okay, let's say he does get impeached. He just will not be removed from office because there's not enough time. There's only 10 days. The only thing I can think of why they would want to impeach him is to stop him from running for a second term after Biden, you know.
I think he will, but the problem is, how in the hell do we maintain integrity of the election if he runs again? What's going to change?
Well, see, I just don't understand how the left.
I'm losing hope in the election process.
The left thinks that there was collusion from Russia to get Trump elected, and they think our election process was infiltrated by these people blah blah.
For 4 years, that's all they talked about. Now all of a sudden,
Biden, it can't happen.
All of a sudden, we have the most secure elections in the history of the world, all of a sudden, because their guy won.
No way, Biden. Yeah, of course, their guy won. That's exactly
right. So now we have election integrity, and now it's time to heal.
Oh, yeah. I got something that can heal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
you get Ricky going. That's what you
get. Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit.
It is a bunch of
bullshit. So, like I said, the only thing I can think of, the outcome...
Total bias.
...from here is they're going to try to impeach him to stop him from running next time. Now, that's not going to do anything about his daughter running or son running. So, fuck that.
We have a Trump dynasty like...
Yeah, like the Kennedys did. Yeah. Matter of fact, I was watching a thing on the
Kennedys. Like the Bushes, too. The Bushes, father and son.
The Bushes, the Kennedys, and the Adams. Adams did that, too.
I would vote for Ivanka. I would vote for Don Jr. I would vote for Eric.
Oh, and what's the other girl's name? First lady, what's her name?
Melania.
Melania. Melania. She can't run. Duh.
She wasn't born in the United States.
But I can run for. I mean, I could vote for Don Jr.
Yeah, when Arnold Schwarzenegger was thinking about running for president,
he wanted to. I know
he couldn't because he was born in Austria. But they said maybe there's a way we can change the Constitution. See, they always want to change or throw stuff out or abolish it.
Yeah, for the left.
And Hillary Clinton said, "Let's abolish the Electoral College." And we had this on this previous show. We talked about the reason why is because they can cheat more efficiently via computer now.
Yeah.
Via software. It's so easy to cheat. So we need to get rid of those Dominion machines and have a way that it can be forensically analyzed by both sides to make sure nothing can change that goes in and nothing can be entered more than once. It just has to be done, guys. We should just go back to showing up and voting.
Yeah, well...
And voter ID is very important. Heck, Mexico even does it.
Do they?
They're more strict on voting laws than we are.
I didn't even know they did that over there in Mexico. Of course, I don't pay attention to what happens in other countries.
I'm saying it's a bias that they do it, and ours is anybody can vote.
Yeah.
Illegals voted, dead people voted, everybody voted.
We know a lot of dead people voted for that old man. That
I'm
old
afraid to die now
bones.
Because I might vote as a Democrat.
Well, yeah, if I die, hey, you heard this first. If I die,
put it on my tombstone.
I do not want to be voting Democrat when I die, okay? Don't make me a Democrat when
put
I die.
Put it in your will. Put it on your tombstone. Put it on your casket.
I do not want to vote Democrat.
Because, believe me, a Democrat will write your information and enter you in and vote for you.
You know what? I think they get your death certificate, and that right there is your voter registration card for Democrats.
It very likely is. These idiots will do anything.
They're
little demon rats.
So we're both of the same mind that he's going to invoke the Insurrection Act.
I think he will, guys. Okay. I honestly do. There's no other option. We tried everything.
So, okay, if he does do the Insurrection Act, we're going to obviously have military. Do you think it's going to be military on the streets in every state, or is it just going to be in the really bad states, like, say, Washington, Seattle, you know.
I think that the National Guard and regular armed forces will be deployed in all states of anywhere they've been having an investigation for which we have evidence that the Supreme Court won't hear. I think there's going to be mass arrests simultaneously around this country if he does that, and these charges will be for treason and sedition.
So you think the hospitals are being overrun with COVID cases? Wait till the jails get overrun with these assholes that they arrest.
I want to see members of Congress in jail, namely Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, all of them.
Who's that?
Trash.
Yeah, and who's that bitch, Bowser? Isn't she the mayor over there in D.C.?
Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C.
Yes. Okay, I was doing some research on her. I was trying to figure out...
She's a single mom, I know that. Yeah. She's a Democrat.
Oh, by the way, did you know that... You know what a Bowser is?
What's the definition of Bowser?
Okay, well,
talk about surnames here.
Okay, back when I was younger, a Bowser was an ugly bitch.
That's
what it meant. A Bowser was an ugly bitch.
Was that in the dictionary?
Well, no, it's not a dictionary. It's just colloquial.
Okay, all right.
Ugly bitch.
And now she's probably in the Urban Dictionary.
Okay. You say, hey, I met a woman last night and I got a little lucky. Was she good looking? No, she was a Bowser. That's what that, you know, that's how you said it. Now, what an actual Bowser is a Bowser is an airplane that actually, in mid-flight, transfers water from one plane to the other plane. It's a tank, an air tanker. Did you know that?
No, and thanks to Ricky, we have this inside information on.
And then of course there's
the word Bowser.
There's a third definition of Bowser.
Oh, here we go.
Okay,
how many
definitions
you got, buddy?
Do you remember that video game Mario Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember that big turtle with the spikes all over him? That ugly ass turtle.
Yeah.
His name was Bowser.
He had a name.
His name was Bowser.
I just played the video. I didn't pay attention to
it. He was Bowser. Like
Mario and Luigi, that's all.
Like that ugly bitch from D.C. Same thing.
Well, there you go.
So now you know what Bowser means, and you can take that to the bank.
Well, there's a lot of things that we could talk about, but Loeffler,
who
was Loeffler, the one who's running against Warnock for Senate?
I have no idea who this is.
She's a Republican. He's a Democrat.
Okay.
She, and this was like a big betrayal for Trump supporters, she was going to, President Trump supported her, by the way, I'm sorry. She actually wanted to dispute the electoral vote, the votes that came in. And then on the floor, she said, I was going to do it, but I'm not going to do it because of this violence. And now, I don't think she disputed the electoral votes at all. Vice President Pence, in my opinion, I think he betrayed us.
Well, he's a treasonous bastard.
I don't know what the hell happened. He's turning against this president, and I think the Democrats are really wanting to reel him in.
So, well, my thought on that is, why did Trump pick him in the first place? Remember Trump was saying, I got to drain the swamp? He was part of the swamp for many years. Why did he even pick him?
I didn't know too much history behind Vice President Pence.
He should have picked me or you.
He's just a real quiet guy.
You know, I would stand behind him. If you know, he was counting on me, I wouldn't let him down.
Well, the Republic was at stake, Ricky.
Yeah, but he didn't have to pick Pence.
Maybe Trump didn't know that. I trust President Trump to make his picks.
Yeah. Well, I think he shouldn't have picked Pence because he was part of the swamp. He should have picked somebody from the outside.
Who in Congress or in any political office is not swampish?
Trump?
I think that he should have picked Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz would have been good.
Now, if President Trump runs again, which I know he will... Mm-hmm. If once this Biden stuff, hopefully it doesn't happen. Hopefully we just get a new election, and then I think Vice President Pence will be out, and I think President Trump will nominate Ted Cruz. And I can think of no other senator. This is my senator.
Mm-hmm.
Of no other senator that would be worthy of such a job of vice president than Ted Cruz. He is so outspoken. He is well spoken, and he gives the facts, and he does not care what you think. I think he's doing an awesome job.
Well, I agree with you. Hey, I wanted to mention to you, did you know that there was a Bexar County Sheriff, Lieutenant Roxanne Mattia? I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I'm going to call her Mattia.
Mattia,
okay. Do you know that she was actually at the rally? And because Sheriff Hollier, or what the hell's that guy's name?
Javier Salazar.
Sheriff Javier Salazar saw her there, so he...
What?
Yeah, he saw her there. He saw pictures of her.
What'd he do?
And he decided that he wanted to go ahead and put her on administrative leave.
For what?
For being there? I don't know.
That's none of his damn business.
Unless
in uniform?
Exactly. Well, no, she wasn't in uniform.
Well, then there's nothing.
You know,
there's nothing to do with it.
Well, the first order of business when you're a liberal, I think, you know, you get your liberal card, your blue card of, you know, somebody bending over. I don't know. But when you first get your blue card, the first point of order is to, if you're the boss, is to suspend your employees until you can find out that they haven't done anything wrong. Not find out they did something wrong and then suspend them, but suspend them until you find out they didn't do something wrong. And then when you have to reinstate them, don't apologize, just reinstate them.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. She is an American citizen, for one, exercising her right to free speech and freedom of peaceable assembly. And whether she is an employee of a sheriff's department or not, it's really, I don't think there's any policy that you can't go to Washington, D.C. and participate in what you believe in.
Okay, well, let me read you a little excerpt right here
of what happened.
Okay.
Hogwash.
And she was also caught in video, right? So let me read you a little excerpt.
Whatever.
Right. In the video, the woman wearing a U.S. ski mask, a U.S. flag ski mask. Now, I wear a Texas flag mask, and, you know. So, in the video, the woman wearing the U.S. ski mask, U.S. flag ski mask, can be seen amid a crowd of people. It's the same mask she wore in the photos she posted on social media taking selfies in front of the Capitol, right? So they know it's the same person. It appears that she's holding a phone to record the video. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? She's holding a phone to record the video.
Oh, my gosh. What a horrible
What a horrible person. Put her in jail. She works at the jail, by the way. She's a lieutenant at the jail. So let's put her in the jail among the inmates because she was holding a phone. And, you know, that's not allowed in America, I guess, or at least not in D.C.
Well, I didn't know that the Bexar County Sheriff's policy extended, almost 2,000 miles away.
It extends that far. And, you know, Sheriff Salazar, I guess he feels that he has a right to tell people what to do on their personal business.
Sheriff Javier Salazar is a whiny little bitch.
A whiny little bitch. And it appears it appears that when she was holding the phone, she was also recording.
Oh, my God. There's strike number two right there.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Yeah, and at that point, she turns to the camera. She's on the camera, right? Or she's recording. She turns a camera on her, and she faces the camera, and she looks at the crowd. You can see her looking at the crowd. I'm reading it right here. It says she turned the camera on herself and she looked at the crowd. And then what appears to be plumes of tear gas is seen in the video. So that tells you right there that she didn't throw the tear gas.
Point being?
I don't know. This is what it says right here. It says if law enforcement deployed the tear gas at that point, it's a distinct possibility that they have already determined that to be an that they'd already determined that this is an unlawful act, this assembly. So did you know that I didn't know this. Even though I'm in law enforcement, I did not know that if law enforcement deployed tear gas, anybody at the assembly is now a criminal. Did you know this?
No, I didn't.
I thought you were innocent until proven guilty, but apparently not, because if tear gas has been deployed, that means you're a criminal.
Now, everybody, if they don't already know, Antifa deploys tear gas very often in the D.C. area.
So if Antifa throws tear gas at me, I'm a criminal?
Well, according to the press, yeah.
Yeah, so...
I mean, isn't that sad?
Well, you know, this is what Javier Salazar is buying into, I guess.
He has no authority to dox his own employee while they are off or off the clock or whatever, and not even a state, it's a district, Columbia, our federal district, exercising their rights to freedom of speech. This is no less than tyranny.
Well,
it's tyrannical.
Javier Salazar said that we got video of her right there. She's a super spreader.
Super spreader event. Yeah, anything that Trump supporters or conservatives
That's
do
the first time when I've
they
heard that.
Is called a super spreader event. Now, when Antifa goes nuts in Washington, D.C. and any other place, it's just a protest, and they never call those super spreader events, even though those are
so
much
is that illegal
bigger.
To be a super spreader? I guess.
Well, you're you know, being unhealthy and you're spreading COVID.
Okay, that's what that means.
The news did say that somebody got COVID-19 at the Capitol, you know, assembly, and so, but only a left wing media would report something like that.
because it's something that fits their narrative almost to a T.
Wow.
But they say nothing about anybody who might have gotten COVID at a left assembly.
So
it's clearly biased.
Okay, so if you get COVID, let's say you're not going to anything for the left or for the right, right? So let's say you go down to Market Square, and you go down because you actually want to buy a mask. My wife actually wants a mask from Market Square. She likes the Mexican designs that they have. They're really cute and stuff, yeah. Flowery powered and patterned and stuff. So I go down there, and that's an assembly of people. And I
that's
get
right.
COVID from somebody there.
Yep.
And then I come to my house here. Yep. And I spread it. I'd be the super spreader, right? So am I doing something illegal at that point?
Only if it fits the left's narrative, you are doing something illegal.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't know this. So
if the press says it, it must be true.
It has to be true. So you
unless
heard,
it's people that they like.
So you heard that from the uncensored voice that you can't become a super spreader because you would be doing something illegal. I didn't know that it was illegal. So this poor lady here from Javier's department is now being looked at by internal affairs as a super spreader. And I never heard of that until I read it just now. I didn't know what a damn super spreader was.
Well, you'll find that the word super spreader is typically embellished on only in left wing media, stuff like that.
Okay.
Trump rallies are super spreaders.
I didn't know this.
Antifa gatherings are not super spreaders. BLM assemblies are not super spreaders. Only things that the right wing does are super spreader events.
So, I mean, if somebody at BLM at their rally has COVID, I mean, can they not pass it to other people?
According to the press, they are immune from getting any COVID type of symptoms at
so if
these
you're left,
types of events.
If you're leftist, then you can't get COVID.
Correct.
So then all the people who have died in the United States are conservatives?
Well, that's what
COVID?
They want to chalk up, but now they label a COVID death to be anything other than a COVID death. If you have underlying conditions, it could be the flu or pneumonia. They're all going to chalk it up as a COVID death because they get more money. So they lie about who actually dies of actual COVID.
Story.
That's a complete misinformation.
Yeah, no, I know what
campaign
you're talking about.
Right there.
I heard about that. Yeah, I did
it's
hear
about
that
the,
some time back.
Well, Ilhan Omar. It's all about the Benjamins.
Well, of course. I mean, I saw that movie too.
So naturally, a blue county like the one we live in would want to capitalize on something like that.
Wow. Well. Okay, I didn't know that. Now, we're running out of time here, so I just wanted to let you know that on our next show, we're going to talk a little bit about the Second Amendment. We talked today about the so-called riots in D.C. from the Trump supporters.
They're calling it an armed insurrection.
Now it was armed?
But when the left do it, it's a protest. When they pounded on the Supreme Court doors...
Uh-huh.
It was a protest, but when Trump supporters who were infiltrated and probably egged on by Antifa, it becomes an armed insurrection.
Oh,
you should see the headlines out there, Ricky. They're horrible,
armed?
Man.
What do you mean it was armed? I didn't hear about it being armed.
They labeled it as an armed insurrection.
Was there any arms? Your left arm and your right arm?
There's some bombs. But
okay, but
that is not typical of a Trump supporter. We don't do that stuff.
We never seem to have enough time to talk about everything we want to talk about.
For everything that the left does is good, and anything that we do is bad. And now we're being attacked on all fronts, my friends, so we got to be vigilant patriots.
Yeah. So, okay, guys, remember, our next show, we're going to be talking about the Second Amendment, and we're going to talk about what we did. And we even tried to film some video, and we couldn't complete the video. So stay tuned for the next show.
Stay tuned for that, guys.
So this is Ricky Midnight.
And this is Randy Savage. Have a good one.
See you guys next time on The Uncensored Voice.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.